A rights group said Monday more than 75 people have been killed in the Iranian authorities' crackdown against unrest sparked by the death of Kurdish woman Mahsa Amini in morality police custody. The authorities last put the death toll at 41, including several members of the security forces. Officials said Monday they arrested more than 1,200 people, with Iran seeing nationwide demonstrations over Amini's death following her arrest for allegedly breaching the country's strict rules on hijab headscarves and modest clothing. Tensions with Western powers grew as Germany summoned the Iranian ambassador and Canada announced sanctions a day after the European Union deplored the crackdown and Tehran called in the British and Norwegian envoys. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his counterpart from Pakistan have discussed relations and devastating flooding in Pakistan. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met at the State Department with his Pakistani counterpart, Bilawal Bhutto Zardari. Besides 75 years of relations, the two leaders also discussed cataclysmic flooding. A third of Pakistan remains submerged from being inundated most of the summer.
We have experienced a climate catastrophe of biblical apocalyptic proportions. It rained and rained and rained and rained and rained from mid-June till the end of August.
Secretary Blinken says the U.S. immediate response so far tops $50 million and 17 plane loads of emergency supplies, including food and tarps. Norman Hall, Washington.
Trucks loaded with aluminum and medications crossed a bridge linking Colombia and Venezuela, the first cargo traffic between the two countries in 7 years. It gives regional businesses hope for growing trade. Colombia's new leftist president, Gustavo Petro, took office last month and quickly moved to reestablish ties with Venezuela's government. Residents of border areas and business owners in both countries expect the resumption to generate jobs and reduce smuggling. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.